Chapter 1 Spoiler After You by Jojo Moyes. This chapter will have a recap of the events of After You. We'll also talk about the new addition to the novel, Lily, Will's daughter, which will bring us to Will's purpose in Lou's life. Was it so she can be finally ready for Sam? I guess we'll know. Turn the page. Welcome again to this chapter of Me Before You and the spoiler chapter.
Well, now we will just spoil everything.
Yes, I think we'd like to take it from the angle of people who watch the movie and want to know what's going to happen later.
Yeah, even like people who have read the book and just want to join us in the discussion, you're welcome as well.
Yeah, maybe we missed something you want to tell the others.
Yeah. Okay, we're just going to skip a couple of things. We're just going to go to the major
the major thing major that things happened that happened with the start is when she goes home,
she gets drunk and drinks a lot of wine, yes. And then goes on the rooftop and
gets a big accident.
She falls off the roof, mm-hmm. and hits herself on the fire escape.
The stairs. And the balcony of her neighbor, I think.
I think she falls on the balcony or something. And then the paramedics pick her up with an ambulance, and she's recovered. After that, she's healing her, and then her family thinks she's trying to commit suicide because of her grief, but she didn't, because someone on the rooftop actually scared her. Mm-hmm. Like, she was standing on the edge of the building,
of the roof,
screaming really loud and using very harsh language, shouting at Will, trying to get all her frustration out. Uh-huh. And then behind her, someone is scaring her. Like, someone actually, not scaring her intentionally, but like calling her name, or I can't remember specifically. And then after that, we have her, after she's recovered with her family, she goes back to the apartment where she hates the place. This place is the place that Will gave her with his money.
Actually, she feels guilty.
She feels guilty living in that house.
This place, yeah.
Okay, so after that, drum roll, we meet Will's daughter.
Star, yes.
Lily.
Lily.
A 16-year-old girl.
A troubled 16-year-old girl.
Oh my goodness. She is a roller coaster. And she is the one who takes Louisa on a journey of finding a way to be okay with mm-hmm. her grief.
Of moving on,
and that it's okay to be sad, okay to try to hold on to him, but also trying to move on, because she always talked to him in her head,
yes.
Like trying to imagine what he would say or how he would react in a situation, even when she was with other people. Like, her head was somewhere else.
He was always there. But, you know, the thing is, what happens when Lily shows up is the big question. What if she has shown up earlier? Wouldn't he be here? She would grapple with that question for a while, I guess.
But if you would ask me personally, I don't think it would have changed anything. I think, personally, it would have depressed him
more,
even
yes.
more.
He wouldn't be the father he wanted to be for his daughter.
Exactly.
Maybe he would stay a bit longer, but we would have prolonged the inevitable.
Yes, it would have added more pain, mm-hmm. and I think it would have made the situation worse. Like, really. Like, he wouldn't have stayed. It would have, and him leaving would have made an enemy of his daughter. You know, like, his daughter would hate him even more, but
she would be more.
Imagine,
like, even my father doesn't want me.
Exactly. Yeah, imagine. So yes,
because she's facing these issues, she feels like nobody accepts her, nobody wants her, nobody understands her. She feels alone in this world, and like finding out that she had
another father,
or like we're finding out about her real father. She knew that her father wasn't her real father.
Yeah.
That gave her hope of maybe finding a family,
finding someone
blood who would understand her and accept her for who she is.
And I think him being a ghost in her life is better than she meeting him right before he wanted to go.
Yes.
Because she would have really, really, really despised him. Mm-hmm. And
now she has an ideal.
But now she has like a vision of him, like a nice vision, because the people around him loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And the people around him were with him for a very long time and supporting his decision. So yes, they understood. But she would have been like right at the end, mm-hmm. you know, like yeah. right before it, the end. And it's all just put very neatly together. Like, her timing couldn't have been better. Like, helping Luisa on her way of recovering from what happened to her.
It's more a gift for Luisa than Will.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly complete, you know? But with Lily comes a lot of trouble, comes a lot of responsibility, like a lot of mood swings. And sometimes I couldn't stand Lily. Like, I hated her. I hated her attitude. Too. I hated her. But I think that's teenagers, you know? We were before. We were that.
No. We were quite teenagers.
No. We weren't as horrible. We were a little horrible, but not as horrible.
Horrible in our own way.
Yeah. Everyone has their phase of teenager life. So what I'm trying to say is that she is significant for her to move on, but the way it went down mm-hmm. wasn't smooth. Like,
yes, she was a destructive force at the beginning.
Yes,
exactly. She even set her back a little bit.
Yeah.
But
she did pull her down a bit, but mm-hmm. then they went up together.
You know what else? I feel like Luisa hung on to Lily for the fear of moving on.
A form of distraction.
Yes.
Her idea of taking care of someone else instead of taking care of herself.
Yes,
And that is something her sister kept telling her as well. Like, when are you going to stop using her as an excuse not to move on?
Yes.
Like,
she has this survival's guilt, I think.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to move on.
No.
And her idea of moving on is different. But she got her way in the end, I think.
No, the ending was really satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on to meeting Sam. Sam was the paramedic who saved her in the ambulance, who helped her survive the fall.
I'm not letting you go.
Well, Sam was actually one of my favorite characters in this novel.
Yes.
He is so good for Lou.
Yeah, so good. He's like, it's like too good to be true, actually.
Yeah.
Like, someone who went through what Lou went through in a different way, in his own way,
of course. And he went through the same thing with a sister.
With a sister, exactly.
Well, she didn't commit suicide, but she died of cancer.
She died of cancer, and he knows grief. You know,
just let it out.
Yeah, if she had found someone who was normal,
yeah,
he wouldn't have understood her, and like,
no.
But what if that someone was what she was for Will?
What do you mean?
Like, she was this bubbly person who lifted Will's spirit a bit and, like, maybe even made him think, what if I change my mind? But
yeah,
what if she found her in a guy, you know? Like,
oh, her thinking that.
Yes. Yes. Like, someone who would get her out of what she's in and, like, be perfect for her. But I feel like it's too good to have someone, like, the odds are down, you know?
Yeah, in real life. The odds are against her, yeah. Well, we have Sam, like, walking in the knight in shining armor, helping Lou with her life. And it was prolonged. Like, it was really prolonged. Mm-hmm. Like, we have her meeting him in the ambulance, and then we have him meeting her after her therapy session, picking up the boy.
Which was weeks later.
Them bumping into each other, and then, of course, he wanted to meet her and get to know her, so he purposely tried to meet her. Like, he even showed up at her doorstep. Yeah,
yeah. And her being glue, she gets scared away and runs. And like,
yeah.
I like how she keeps describing him as grounded, as a strong man. Like, she misses that. She doesn't want to...
The hot paramedic.
The hot paramedic, kid. And, like, how he's big and, like, how he's... I don't know, someone she can lean on or...
Yes.
Someone she can be convinced that nothing is going to happen to him, though she still has that fear every day. But, like,
of course.
You know, someone who's not fragile. Yes, that's the word I'm searching for. She needed that.
Well, yeah, that's really, like, really important. Mm-hmm. He was, like, a really important factor in her life. Yeah, after, okay, after that, we have Lily meeting her grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Her grandfather moved on with another woman, and he has a baby. And her grandmother is in a really bad place, like mm-hmm. even worse than Luisa.
Yeah,
wow.
She's the mom. She's the one who's...
And her husband left her, and she lost the house, and she
and her career, and her son, and like
everything. It made me see that Luisa isn't going through anything. You know, that what she's going through isn't even...
It's even going good for her with Sam and Lily
exactly.
and everything.
It's like, you think you have it,
but
it's going bad.
And the person who needed Lily more than Luisa is the grandmother. Yes.
And she ended up living with her grandmother.
Which is so apt, I like that. Yes.
Which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Which is amazing. And after that, we have her leaving the therapy group.
Mm-hmm.
At the very end. Oh, in the middle we had Sam being shot in one of the...
Oh, yeah. She was like...
she was dying in that one.
So Luisa went through this phase where she doesn't want to admit that they are in a relationship, and she's scared of that. It's part of her moving on, and she was scared of that, of course. And so, like, Sam pulled back because he doesn't want to get hurt. And while she was trying to get him back, he gets shot. Like, in real life, shot.
Actually gets shot.
And everyone, you remember the reaction? Did he actually get shot?
Oh my God.
It was her mother, I think, who like asked that, or her father, something like that.
It's like I remember her texting her sisters like, "Oh, by the way, Sam got shot. We're in the hospital."
Hospital, yes.
What?
Actually shot?
No, with a squirt gun. My God, yes, he got shot. After that, we have her accepting a job in New York. And that's pretty much the ending of the book. Like, we have her not wanting to let go of Sam and being scared of a long-distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But he assured her that it's going to be okay. They're fine. They're going to get through it. And we have her doing, like, a cute little last therapy session with everyone.
That was amazing.
Everyone.
With all, like, the characters of the book who haven't met me at
exactly.
the end.
Exactly. Every single person.
It was like a TV show finale, you know?
Yeah. It was perfect, like, wrapped up together neatly. And it was perfect, like, everyone letting off what they had to say.
Yes.
Even Lily had a moment
where
she was saying that it's okay that he's dead, but I love you. And... it was so emotional.
It was.
And then we have her in the airport saying goodbye to Sam, and then pretty much leaving off to New York to her new job.
Yeah.
And that's it.
The end.
The end.
In the end, this book, or these two books, made me think about, like, loving someone who's, in a way... is in your league and out of your league. I don't know. I mean, Will.
Mm-hmm.
And losing this someone and having to live without them. As always, you always think happy thoughts of, like, when we meet someone, when we live our lives together, falling in love and being in love. But I think that's what was hard about, like, the story. Losing this person that made you want to be more and, like, get out of your little girl skirt and, like, go out in the world and do something you love. And even though, like, he lost that of meeting someone who you wouldn't meet in your normal life.
Of course, yeah.
Like, he's out of her league. I mean, like,
definitely.
He was in London and this corporate
high
society person, and she's just Lou working in the cafe, loving to speak with people. And, like, also... they were, like, at a different age from each other. Like, I think when they met, she was 26 and him 35. It's not a huge age difference.
No.
But I mean, they're not our age, you know? When I read this book, I was just out of my teens and...
Oh, okay,
you know?
Okay, yeah.
It was adults, not adults of stories. I wasn't, yeah, I'm practically an adult.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, it's like... grow up, you know?
Yeah.
I was reading these contemporary young adult books, or, like, with high school and stuff, and then I'm in this world where it opened my eyes on lots of things.
It's definitely something completely different from what we usually read.
Read and experience.
It's read and experience. Yeah. Yes. No, but our style has definitely changed, and I think mm-hmm. Me Before You was one of the steps that like took us to the next level of mm-hmm. experiencing a different genre of books. But then again, you have read like other books. Lindsay Kelk,
yeah, I think that's her name. The I Heart.
Yes, the I Heart series.
It was at the same age as Louisa, and she was British, and she was like,
yeah,
yes,
they have the same theme.
Story, yes.
And you have read those for a while, so...
Yeah, I've been reading them since grade 9, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fast, like it was... She was 10 years older than I am.
Yeah.
In a way, in our culture, like, we don't get the high school phase where we're dating and stuff. So
no.
When I read a book where they are adults, they meet, they fall in love, and they get married, this is what we're looking for here.
Yeah.
This is our culture, so it feels closer to me, though the age is different.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder when I reach their age, where will I be? And I want to reread the books when I'm their age.
When you're their age, yes. Yeah.
And like, see, it's always when I read the books after a couple of years, I'm different, you know?
Yeah, of course. Older, so we have developed.
I have a different.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I remember there were books that I read when I was younger, and I read them and I had no idea what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, like grade 10 maybe, in grade 9, like that's when I developed my interest for reading.
Mm-hmm.
And before that I read German books, you know, like, but children books, you mm-hmm. know, like,
yes,
these silly novels,
adventures
yeah, and yeah, like, you know, like The Famous Five and these kind of things, you know.
But this is real life.
This is actual real, like, you know. And I think it needs a certain kind of age to understand them or mm-hmm. to relate to them in a,
yes, exactly,
at least,
yeah,
you know.
But they affected me. I knew what it means to grieve. Thank God I haven't lost anyone. But
yeah,
I knew what it was to love like an adult, you know. Think mm-hmm. of love as an adult person, not as
a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember you wanted to talk about the differences between all the three boyfriends she's had. Patrick,
yeah,
Will, and
I
Sam.
I mean, like, she stayed with Patrick for a long,
long time. Please explain to me why. Like, how could she, like,
okay,
endure this person?
The Lou that I want, it wasn't enduring him. It was
accepting
her
him.
Being safe in a routine. Her on the borderlines watching someone... Even
live.
If his career is silly, like running and stuff, it's not, you need, no offense to anyone, but I mean, and from Will's perspective at least, or he was a shallow person, I mean.
Patrick,
yes.
Yeah.
So when Will came into her life, or rather she went into his life, she knew deep down that she's not living, she's just like mm-hmm. on the borderlines, and she wants the life she grew up to knew, her mother and her father marrying at a young age, having a home, having kids, and
yeah,
like her mom at home, her father at work, and like the routine life that everyone goes through. Though she had dreams of like fashion and she had the talent for it, and but she was content being just in the small town,
being just the nobody girl.
Yes. And I think that as well stemmed from a trauma when she was a teenager that we explored in After You with
yeah,
Lily.
Yeah, when she was...
when she did the silly girls thing of being drunk.
Being drunk and yeah.
Not, and losing hours, and like that traumatized her. So I think she went into
this
cocoon,
comfort
she,
zone.
This comfort zone, exactly.
And not even thinking about leaving this comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
And Will was outside that comfort zone.
Yeah, way out of that.
Way out of the
even with his accident and disability.
Like, yeah, he was still like really the life of the party, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm. Even with his mood swings and everything. Will, I think Will in her life, like, so we know now that this like Will isn't her happily ever after. So
of course, yeah.
So Will was the the catalyst, the thing that
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. Will is the catalyst in her life. Yes, they had true love and everything.
Yeah, yeah. But first of all, like, it couldn't have been anything more than it was, okay?
Yes.
I think she would have been restrained. She would have ended up unhappy. Mm-hmm. She would have blamed him for her unhappiness. Again, like you said perfectly, he's the catalyst to changing her and shaping her into the person she is supposed to be.
Yes. And though there is the setback part where she's grieving and everything, but this is life, you know?
It's life.
That's what I love about the story.
Yeah.
It's life.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
like there's no such thing as when someone you love passes away and then you go on a trip to Paris and then everything's fine and everything is
get back, meet the cute guy and like,
yeah, exactly, and then I go on with my life. No, that's not what happens in real life. In real life, you have setbacks, you have the grief, you have everything. We have moments where you just want to be drunk, and of course we don't experience that.
Or like being broken and put back together. Yeah. Literally.
We have those moments. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting to experience someone going through that, you know? Right from the start of the book, we see her broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that, you know? I was loving that. It's like, yes, be real with me. Show me the real thing, mm-hmm. you know?
Exactly.
Show me the raw darkness and the phase she's going to go through where she's going to beat herself up, cry every night, not wanting to live. And that is something that amazed me, you know?
Yes. And then, like, her broken and having a hole in her, and she wants to be complete with her, like, getting on her feet and being complete in every way. And not Sam who makes her complete, but it's Lily.
So it's Lily, exactly.
She's now ready. She's a complete, full person with experience who's so life.
Yeah.
And is ready to experience life.
So. Yeah. Because Lily is a part of Will. And so she feels a little like he is with her because she has personality traits of Will that mm-hmm. remind him of him. And we have her being this person that who reminds her of how good Will was, not the bad side, that not the person who left her,
yes,
but the person who loved her.
Yes. So now she's ready for Sam, I think.
Yeah, she was ready for
anything,
Sam.
I think.
Yeah. Like, she's ready for anything. That's why she took the job in New York.
Yes, exactly. And that's how
she's ready for a new
she's
page.
She's strong enough to stay in a long... in a long distance relationship
though, because she's stable in her in her life at the moment. She knows what she wants and she knows it's gonna work.
Like, she was at that point where she's not mature enough to go for what she wants, but now, in a way, like I said, it's complete.
All right.
Yeah.
I think we've said everything. We've poured our hearts out. We didn't cry, thank God.
Yeah.
No tissues were harmed in making of this podcast. But we will see you in the next chapter where we talk about predictions for Still Me, the third book of the
trilogy
of
The Bumblebee in New York.
The Bumblebee in New York. The British accent in Manhattan.
Aww.
Which is going to be so weird. I'm excited to hear the audiobook where she goes switching from British to American.
Oh, yeah. I've experienced that with the Lindsay Kelk books.
Yeah.
It's good, you know. Like, you see the difference between American and British. And like,
yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
All right.
We'll see you in the next chapter.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you have made it to the end of this chapter. We post every second Monday of every month, so stay tuned for the next chapter of Between the Pages, where we will talk about the third novel, Still Me. In the meantime, check out our predictions chapter, where we cooked up theories of what might happen next in the journey of Louisa Clark's life. Mark the page for chapter 2.